divine appointment, a sacred calling. David wasn't chosen for his outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Good morning.
Good morning, RMI family. Welcome to February 9th, 2025. Wow, that's intense to say that. I am excited. We are excited about what God is doing in this dispensation, in this season, where you are operating and walking in just the grace of God. We are just, you're anointed. This is your season of being anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And so as I look at the affirmation for today, it says, I now and daily use my almighty power of prayer and praise to solve and prevent problems. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So using your power of prayer and praise to solve, right? So when we begin to pray, when we begin to get into the presence and the mind of God, that's where we get the solutions, right? The answers that we need for various things, right? This is your season of being anointed to walk in God's divine grace. Anointed, in other words, you have been empowered. Even as we break down each one of those words, right? Because the Bible says in all you're getting, get understanding. It's important to understand, what is this thing? What do you mean the anointing? What do you mean God's divine grace? And so our goal is, as we teach this, we are making that very plain, right? It's not just some nice churchy things that we're saying, but we are articulating and bringing forth understanding so that you can walk in the grace and the power of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We honor you. Father God, that we are walking in your divine grace in this dispensation, that every aspect of our life is being anointed. Father, we're graced by your power. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, that we have the divine ability, power, and the equipment within to go forth to be, to do, and to have all the good that we desire. We thank you, Lord God, this morning that we decree and declare that we are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we have the divine wisdom and the discipline from God to do that which you've called us to do. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your Psalms, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Even thinking about Psalms 91. Hallelujah. And it says, hallelujah. I'm going to read it from the King James Version as I finish up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and we praise you. One through, I'm just going to read until I feel led to stop. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction that lay waste day at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 8 and 9. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. 9, because thou has made the Lord, who is our refuge, my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Hallelujah. And so even as we go forth in this season, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in this season that we are dwelling in the secret place, Father God, that we are unlocking the secret place. We are unlocking those things that you have called us to do, because we dwell in the secret place, Father God, because we dwell in the secret place, you are giving us revelation, insight, Lord God. You are illuminating our mindset, Lord God, that we can walk in that which you have as we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. God, we love you, we praise you, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord God, that this time is anointed and blessed of you as we go forth to teach forth your word. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. Now, what you got to understand, good morning, Eric. What you got to understand is, listen, Our opinion can do you no good.
Not one piece of good.
It's the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, it's funny that today is the 40th day of the year already.
Come on now.
But February 9th, 2025, there's a biblical significance of the number 40,
Thank you, Lord.
In the Bible, okay? Now, I want you to get this, because this is all about getting, you know, with all you're getting, get understanding, okay? The number 40 is spiritually and prophetically significant throughout the Bible, representing testing, transformation, preparation, fulfillment of divine promises. It also represents the end or the coming to an end of probation, okay? It's a season of testing and preparation. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai, receiving divine destruction. Okay. I'm sorry. In divine instruction.
Come on now.
Exodus chapter 24. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness before stepping into his public ministry, according to Matthew chapter 4. Come on now. The Israelites wandered 40 years in the wilderness before entering into the land of promise, according to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Noah experienced 40 days and 40 nights of rain in the flood before the new beginning in Genesis chapter 7. It's also a time of transition and breakthrough. The number 40 marks the completion of a period of trial and the beginning of a new season. After 40 years, Israel was ready to receive their inheritance. After 40 days of fasting, Jesus stepped into his divine power. The prophetic connection of February 9, 2025 signifies the end of a season of waiting, testing, or struggle, and the beginning of stepping into divine grace and anointing. Okay? Man, did you turn up that heat?
I didn't touch it.
Oh, my God. Okay. The prophetic meeting of this day, the 40th day, it's a completion of a wilderness season. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It's a completion of a wilderness season. Okay? Oh, my God, we need to turn that heat down, boy. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, God reminded Israel that he allowed them to wander 40 years in the wilderness to humble them and to test them to see if they would really follow him. After that period, they were ready for the promised land. The prophetic insight is, if you have been in a season of testing or waiting, this day marks a divine shift into fulfillment and new beginnings. It's also a call to walk in the power of your anointing. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit after 40 days of fasting. The prophetic insight of this day represents a fresh anointing being released for those stepping into God's ordained purpose. And it'll be a season of supernatural renewal and strength. Isaiah chapter 40 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." How glory. They will rise on wings like eagles, okay? And in fact, I'm going to go to that scripture because that, I believe that, that has, man, we're going to, listen, I don't know about you, but God is doing something. He's renewing, he's restoring in this season. Isaiah, that was Isaiah, where was it? Isaiah 40? Yes, Isaiah 40, 31. I want you to check this out. This is why the Bible says that, with all you're getting, get understanding. Mm-hmm. Now, before that, he says, "Who has known, who has heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." We're in Isaiah chapter 40. Let me just type it right here. "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." But verse 31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now, Galatians says, "Do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." Listen, man of God, woman of God, this is not a time to faint. This is not. Listen, if you allow God to anoint you with his divine grace, the divine grace of God is his power source on your life to do what he purposed and called you to do. Okay. If you're doing it in your own strength, it ain't going to work anyway. Amen. Come on now. If you're doing it in your own strength, you will burn out. Because there's a limit to your natural strength. But when God puts his divine, and you know what? It's funny. When you talked about Psalms 91, it says, it begins that
he that dwells in the secret place.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Now that phrase, the Most High, is talking about El Elyon, the Most High God. He's the God of all authority. But it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the who? Almighty. When you talk about Almighty God, you're talking about El Shaddai. Oh, come on, somebody. You have to understand who God is talking about, who's in control of this season. You listen, this season of God's divine grace is the season that El Shaddai and El Elyon are empowering your life supernaturally so you can do what you've been created to do. Amen.
Well, it's important to, so if we go back to that, I mean, we're in Isaiah, but because you said some, what?
Hold on here. Sorry about that. I'm going to get you out of there, and then I'm going to put you back in. There we go. I meant to do this.
Oh, I'm like, what's going on? So it's whoever, he that
dwelleth.
Go. Yet he that dwelleth in the secret place. So I want to, what does it mean when you dwell in a place?
Okay.
So, because that's important, because you said that this is the season of El Shaddai
and El Elyon. Okay.
So when you dwell, the word dwell means to live.
Oh, come on.
Reside or stay there.
Oh, well, say it again.
It means to live, reside, or stay there. And it's for a period of time. It can refer to a physical location, such as a house, a city, or it can have a more spiritual and emotional meaning, such as dwelling in a mindset set or a state of being.
Come on now.
So it's key because it says, the scripture says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. So it's not just you dropping by.
Come on now.
But you need to live in that secret place. So even in this season, God is calling us to live in that secret place of the Most High, that secret place, that place where God is. So that place of prayer, that place of meditation, that place of you using your imagination and believing God for the things that he says that you can have. But it only comes through you dwelling, residing, staying, living, being, having a mindset, a state of being. And that takes you walking in discipline. Discipline is that consistent human effort to create space in your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, in order to receive or achieve a certain goal. So he that dwelleth, God is calling his people to dwell, to live in his presence.
Well, let's take it deeper. If this is the season,
yeah,
that you're anointed with God's divine grace, mm-hmm, God wants you to mark your territory and put your tent in and your dwelling space, your living space,
where you live or reside.
No. Where God is in that season. I'm going to say it again.
Well, God's there, so that means you need to live there.
Right, because the Bible says, yeah, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, listen. we read how this is the season, the number 40 means you're coming out of a testing time. You're coming out of a time of struggle, warring. Joshua chapter 1 talks about when Moses is dies, you know, finally die. He goes on the mountain. God allows him to see where he couldn't go.
Yeah.
But that time of season, the season of Moses was done. The Mosaic period was done, and it was the time and season of Joshua. Come on now. Spiritually, in your life, God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, you and this people. Let's go there. But Joshua chapter 1. Oh, my God. God wants you. He's saying, look, you can no longer stay where you were. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Ooh, Joshua chapter 1. Oh, my God. Ooh, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so.
I receive it. It is so.
Okay. Now, Joshua chapter 1. This is very powerful. Now, this is still connects to what we were talking about for the last couple of weeks when God is talking about be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Okay, get him into the spirit of fear. Okay, God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. See, when you understand, fear freezes you, faith thaws you out, okay? Yeah. This will be the season, listen, that you get rid of all fear, doubt, and unbelief. God, why? Because if you're where God is, fear can't dwell. Why? Because the Bible says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. There's freedom from fear. If you have to allow God to release you from fear, okay? Because you have to allow God. God gives you the power, okay? Okay, my wife making the face, okay? Genesis chapter 1, God says, let us make man. He had to get into agreement with himself, the Word, and the Holy Spirit before creation could start. He had creation in his mind, but then the Word had to be in place and the Spirit had to be in place so creation could manifest what God had created in his mind. Let us create. Let means to allow in Hebrew. Means to allow, give permission to, and my wife is looking at me, Prophet Tanya is looking at me in disbelief. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. It will not override your will.
Right. Well, but you're saying God is not the author of fear.
No, but we have to give him permission to move in our life. We can, listen, God can, oh, okay. We have to prove it by the word.
No, but what I'm saying, because we choose whether we're going to walk in fear or not. It's not, we're not asking, God has already given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So fear, that's not, we've already established that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear.
But what has he given us?
A power, love, and a sound mind.
So what do we have to do?
We choose whether we're going to allow fear to rule our life. It's not a matter of God, please remove it. God's like,
No. I didn't say that. I said we have to give God permission. We open the door for God to come in and move. The Bible says God inhabits the praise of his people. When we praise God, we give God an opening to come down and intervene. We must do it, okay? It's just like Jesus, he had to physically allow himself to be put on the cross and die. Peter, who do people say that I am? You are the Christ, the one and only living God, okay? Peter, man didn't give you that. Earth, heaven, you know, the carnal didn't give you that, but my Father in heaven. Hey, I must go to the cross and die. No, Lord, get behind me, Satan. Mm-hmm. Why? You must pull down the strongholds. You must cast down the imagination. Why? Because God gave you the empowerment to do it. The grace of God empowers you to move in God's power. Remember, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. The Most High is God's dominion and authority. The first thing that God gave us was dominion. Let us create man, Adam, in our image and after our likeness. And what did he say?
Yeah.
Let them. Okay. Mm-hmm. We allow. I'm giving them permission to use my password to say all power. You can use my power on earth because I created earth for you. We must walk in it. We must give God permission to work in our lives. David had to allow Samuel to anoint him. He could have moved his head. Okay? We have to understand. Yes, God has given us all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. We choose to walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Choose you this day.
Wait. Say it again. Choose ye this day what?
Who you're going to serve.
Okay. So we can either lend our limbs and our body to the kingdom of God or to the kingdom of the enemy.
Well, I just don't want it people thinking that you have to wait on God.
No.
Like, no. Mm-mm. I have given you power to tread.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to release. You have to release. You have to make that decision. God, I don't want to live like this. You choose.
Mm-hmm.
You choose. You are empowered.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you everything that you need. It's a matter of you choosing to release that.
But that's what Isaiah 40 and what Joshua is going to show us. They that wait. Waiting means that you're not standing still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They that wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. No. That means... Okay, waiting is you're preparing for the next set of instructions so you can move, okay? Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, see, now listen, we're not arguing. We're bringing forth understanding. I want to put this in the right perspective. Because the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. If I said something that wasn't clear, God's going to make sure that understanding comes forth. And sometimes he'll use the mouth of my wife to say, hey, clear that up. See? Yeah, go. We're going to leave that alone. And now after the death of Moses, come on now. The Bible says laughter doeth good like a medicine. Now, after the death, wait a minute. After the death.
Where are you at?
Joshua chapter 1. And I want you to get it in Amplified. Now, after the death of Moses. See, there's some things that are dying in your life right now because that season is over.
Oh, that's really good.
Come on now.
Again.
Woo! There are some things. You see, some of y'all gonna get ready to have a new address because the old addresses in your life are now dead. Now the death of that. Ooh, now the death of 2424 Lima Road Southeast. Oh, come on, somebody. Why? Because God is saying, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Can I say this? And so some of you are frustrated because it's like things aren't working in your life, and it's because you've not allowed the death to take place.
Mm-hmm. And
you have not allowed that thing to be done.
Mm. Listen, right now, someone type, I receive my death and resurrection. Come on now. Say that. I receive my death and resurrection.
That's intense.
Come on now. Come on now.
Say you hesitated it. Even when
come
you said
on.
It.
Come on. I receive my
why
death.
Did you
why? Because you know why? Because sometimes there's a fear connected with death and dying.
Mm.
But there can be no resurrection unless the first has a death.
And so that goes back to your willingness.
Come on now.
Because some of us, we have been married to the chaos.
Wait. Say that again.
We're married to the chaos. We have normalized it. We have said we're so used to dealing with the craziness that it becomes normal. You think that's how it's supposed to be. And so there is a shift. There is a cleansing that has to take place in your mindset. It is not okay. The chaos is not where you're supposed to live.
Listen, and I call out my friend out there in Phoenix, Minister Robert Deals. he made a statement back when we used to be down there in like ministry there together. He said, sometimes you can become battle hardened. Mm-hmm. You can be used to wartime.
Yeah.
And when God says wartime is over and it's time for you to,
yeah.
Come on now. When God says wartime is over, high glory, and it's time for you to reap the spoils of war. The Bible says that after the war, Abraham received the spoil. Okay, come on now. The spoil, and he gave a tithe to Melchizedek. But listen, Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Moses, Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister,
yeah,
saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Mm. Now, listen, that can sound callous. This is God speaking to his son, saying, look, I know that you've been mourning his death for about 30 days because that was the tradition. Okay, but now God is saying, look, that period in your life is over. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, check it out, unto the land. You can't have El Elyon, the Most High God, who gives dominion and authority, unless there's some land or territory for you to have dominion over. Dominion is for territory. Come on now. Go unto this land, which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall walk upon, that have I given you, as I told Moses, from this wilderness to all the land and to the great rivers and to all that. No, there no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Now listen, in verse 11, he says, go through the host and command the people, saying, prepare the victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. Mm. Three in the Bible represents obedience. You must, in this, here's the season of being anointed with God's divine grace. Here was the difference between David and Saul when we read 1 Samuel chapter 16. When David was anointed, it was because of two things. One, he was a man after God's own heart. And two, God knew that he would obey his voice. It was the same thing with Abraham. Abraham, leave your family, your kindred, your country, and go to a land that I will show you. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Abraham could not become the father of faith. He couldn't become the connector to the blessing. He couldn't become the connector to the covenant without having a spirit of obedience first. Why? God doesn't want you going through a wilderness and him not being able to reward you because you're in rebellion and disobedience. Come on now. What say you about that?
About what?
About we have to be in obedience in this season like never before. Because God, listen, you're going to hear his voice before he shows you in the word.
Yeah, that's good. I think that we don't like that word obey.
Okay, because it sounds like, oh, wait a minute, I'm free. I'm woke, okay? Yeah. But being woke is you must follow the instructions of your creator because he knows where everything is.
I mean, the Bible says if you be willing
what
and obedient,
you shall what?
Eat the good of the land, the fat of the land.
All right. The what? Of the land.
The blessing, yeah.
Of the territory, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because you've been anointed with God's divine. When David was anointed at 17 years old, the 1 and 7 represents the number 8. 1 plus 7 equals 8, which represents new beginning. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon David and it left Saul. Why? because God gave Saul two chances and he failed. He refused. He rather listened to the people instead of listening to what his father, the one who was guiding him. The Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. Now listen.
So that means even in this season, it's important to obey what God is saying.
Come on now.
Right? We're so used to obeying man. Right. Or tradition.
Or religion.
And so, but it's important for you to dwell in the secret place.
Come on.
So that you can hear and understand what God is saying, because there may be some things that God is telling you to do that may go against your tradition.
Come on.
That may go against your family belief.
Oh,
because
on.
Of where God wants to take you. So in this season, it is imperative that as we started off this broadcast in Psalms 91, that be your anchor. So because you need to be dwelling in the secret place so that you can get the instructions, because this is God may give you an overall thing, but you're going to need daily instructions on how to step into where you're going. And especially if it don't make no sense, you have to trust in him. I mean, we talked about that in Psalms 91.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Check it out. Thy kingdom come. What?
Thy
will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven.
And what is will?
Okay.
Your purpose.
The instructions.
Yeah.
But then he says, give me this day my
daily. Your daily instructions.
My daily bread. Now, we started off the broadcast. God says out of Deuteronomy chapter 8, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth does man live.
And that word only comes through you dwelling in the secret place.
Why? Because my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah, this all just
come on now. Listen.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Some of you are in ministries right now just because your mother, your grandmama, your great grandmama, and them went to that church and they bought a pew and got your name on it. That doesn't mean that was the place for you. Because in this season, listen, when God does a new thing, the old no longer works. The old things are passed away and destroyed. Listen, I'm prophetically, God is doing something right now in your life, in your spirit. Come on now, someone type, I receive it right now. What God is doing, he wants to do something with your finances, but you haven't matured enough to trust God to give your tithe and your offering first before you pay your bills. Why? Because I was told that a person must take care of his bills. Yes. Take care of your bills, because the Bible says that you should owe no man except to love him, okay? But when you understand, do what God has instructed first, and everything else will be taken care of.
Listen.
This is the time and season of Psalms 23. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He maketh me to lie down. Where? In green pastures. He leadeth me by the still water. Oh, come on now. He didn't say stagnant water. He said still water, because sheep are timid animals. And even though they could be thirsty, if the water's too turbulent, they still won't drink. Let's go to Psalms 23. Because I believe that we're going to end right there as we get ready to sow seed and do it. Right, if you're getting something today, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now.
I receive it.
Woo, my God. See, oh, my God. Now, listen. I know doing new things sometimes.
It's scary,
okay? It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But change is scary, but it's profitable.
But remember what we said what change was.
Right.
Constantly having anointed new growth experiences.
Listen, you are not, you listen. Okay, put it this way. Even the United States changes presidents every 4 years. They change representatives and congressmen and all these things every so often. Why? Because change is needed. Now
it's necessary for growth.
Okay. Change is necessary
for growth.
For growth. But let's look at Psalms 23. Now listen, I want you to get your seed ready, okay? Get a seed. See, you solidify what you're hearing and receiving by sowing seed. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Mm-hmm. Psalms 23 says, listen. Now in the Hebrew, this first verse is a little bit different. Okay, here's the King James. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the actual Hebrew translation, yeah, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Okay? He, the Lord. Well, this word Lord, let's see who's talking right here. This Lord is Jehovah, okay? This word Jehovah means the one existing one, the proper name of the one true God, okay? So Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Jehovah makes me lie down in green pastures. He, Jehovah, leads me by the still waters. He, Jehovah, restores my soul.
Yes, come on now.
Wait. We've been talking about that, getting rid of anxiety, getting rid of fear. Yeah. We've been talking about having a sound mind. God restores your mind before he manifests wealth.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. He restores my soul. He, Jehovah, leads me in the path. He takes me by the hand and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley. God, now if God is leading you, mm-hmm, he knows how to get through the valley.
Yeah, it says, I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death.
Woo!
Sunless.
He says, I will fear no evil. Why? Because if God is leading you, that means he's literally taking you by the hand.
You are with me, yeah.
I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Check this out. You, Jehovah, prepares a table. God, wait. Now, here's why God doesn't want us to serve him, because his heart is to serve us. He prepares the table. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. He said, Peter, if you don't let me wash your feet, you can have no partaking of me. Because God didn't create us to be slaves. He didn't create us to be robots. He gave us a free will so we, on our own behalf, would follow his instructions or not. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Here we go. You anoint my head with oil. Now, it's funny. He didn't anoint the body. He anointed the head. The oil was to anoint the head as a protection in the desert from the sunlight. So it wouldn't beat down on their head, because oil, it reflected the sunlight. Oh my God. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Man.
Listen. I keep telling you. I'm a legend in my own mind, but I'm not that smart. you began talking about dwelling and living, right?
Yeah.
And God's ending the verse in scripture, goodness and mercy follow me. Why? Because I have taken living space in the house of the Lord. If it's the house of the Lord, it's the house that he built. I didn't have to build it in my own power.
This is good.
Oh, come on now. Woo! Come on now. Somebody give God some praise. This is why God says, look, I wish above all things that you may prosper, mm-hmm, and be in health, even as your soul prosperous. Mm-hmm. Listen, you must get a lifestyle. Let your dwelling space be a dwelling space of a seed time and harvest sower. He says God loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
Why? Have glory. Because you're not sowing out of fear, thinking that you're going to be cursed if you don't sow, if you don't give. You're not sowing. You're not sowing because you're afraid you're going to be cursed and broken, bankrupt because of a fearful tyrant God. Yes. Woo, come on now. Come on now. You're sowing seed because you know God said, I will give you. He said, seed time and harvest shall never stop in your life. You never know which harvest seed that harvest came from. Listen, we go, the time is going to come when we're going to tell you about what God did over the past couple of weeks. Listen, when God says, I'm going to do something in your life, regardless of how it looks, regardless of how much money you have, regardless of what your credit report says, regardless, God says, I prepare the table. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I know where the green pastures are. Mm-hmm. I know where your table, where you can eat. See, the world talks about, okay, I'm hungry, you know, it's time to eat. No. God says, I've already prepared the table. Just come sit down because you have a right to sit at my table. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Woo! The Bible says this. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Now, so there's a couple of ways that you can give into the ministry. High glory. And there it is right there. We're just going to, maybe that's not it. I'm going to let Prophet Tanya tell you how to sow right now. Where is my little thingy right
there? So you can sow into Restored Ministries International. There's a number of ways you can do it. You can do the PayPal using our handle at Restored, MININTL. You can also take your smartphone and use your camera app. Take a picture of that QR code and it'll direct you right to our website. Another way you can sow into the Restored Ministries International is through Zelle. You can use our email, restoredmenintl@gmail.com. You also can do it through Cash App using $RestoredMI. Also, you can go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org. Remember that your seed may leave your hand, leave your bank account, but it'll never, ever leave your life.
Okay. Now, the Bible also talks about how that was the first way, sowing into the ministry. But then you can also sow by sowing into the hand of the priest, Ezekiel 44:30. And that the first of all first fruits of all things of every oblation, that word oblation in Hebrew is teruma, of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house.
So that teruma is that 2.5% of your increase. It was a strategy that God set up, an anointed, holy strategy that God set up for a way for God's people to be blessed. And also a way to take care of the people that were pouring in to the people. So the men and women of God, that the priests, that because back in the day, they didn't work per se. They didn't have land. They worked. Oh, did they work? But they didn't have land. They didn't have ownership. So one of the ways that God ensured that the priests were taken care of was through the seed that the people sowed to the man of God. So here in this ministry, Pastor Michael Bryant is our supervising priest, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, as he read. So the ways that you can sow into Pastor Michael is you can do it through PayPal using his email, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. You can also do it through Zelle using his email, Michael@RTUProductions.com, or you can do it through Cash App using his handle, $2ProfitMDBryant.
So now listen, get your seed, get it ready. Now listen, we've been talking about the 2025 Anointed Divine Grace seed, okay? So you can do $20.25. You can do $225. You can do $2,025. You can sow whatever your best seed is. But listen, you cannot activate a harvest. You can't have a harvest without first sowing seed. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not quit. So whatever God tells you to sow, sow it now. Father, we thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that what you're doing right now is going to cause the overflow. It's going to activate the door of the new season. You're going to open up the windows of heaven and empower them in a way that they've never been empowered before. Father, destroy sickness and disease, destroy debt, lack, and poverty, destroy fear, doubt, and unbelief. And Father, let the anointed divine grace replace areas of fear, doubt, unbelief, lack, and sickness in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, we want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss next week's broadcast. Share the broadcast with some people. Let them know. Let them know. Share what you got today. Amen. Yeah. Let this be a day of blessing in your life. We speak it. And whoever your team is, the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it's the Super Bowl. And yes, I'm going to sit down because my wife bought some wings and she's going to make some wings. And I'm going to sit and eat. And I'm going to be up under the shadow of the Almighty today watching the football game. Be blessed.